Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Makeup Artist Podcast, the Makeup Artist Podcast, not just for makeup artists. Love it. I am so excited because today I have on JK Braids. Honestly, it's so funny because I don't even refer to you by your name.
I know. My friends don't either.
Because you are your brand. Like, you are literally your, like, when I think of you,
so my branding is on point. I'm doing good.
Yes. Which will obviously touch base on that. But everybody, this is Jessica. Say hi to the world.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello. Jessica is a bridal hairstylist, entrepreneur extraordinaire.
Wow. I mean, you really are. This intro is so sweet.
I know. Look at us go. I'm here to lift you up. Okay.
Thank you.
That's what I'm here to do.
Thank you.
But Jessica has you, first of all, tell the people who you are, how you got here. We can talk about how we know each other.
Okay.
But give like a little backstory on who you are, what you do, all of that.
I'm Jessica.
I am.
JK Braids.
JK Braids and Bridal.
I'm a bridal hairstylist. Mm-hmm. I've been in the industry since 2016, which is so weird. Like, I feel like I'm one of like the older ones now.
Yeah.
Like, it's I'm one of the OGs.
Well, I feel like that too, because I'm like, I've started so long ago and I'm like, wait, I've actually been in this for kind of a long time.
Yeah. With doing hair, I also have like a online bridal accessory, which kind of started with hair accessories and kind of just like expanded to all things bridal.
It's so crazy because I met Jessica back in 2020.
What wedding did we meet at?
I remember. Okay. I don't remember her name and I feel really bad about it because
I'm getting to the point where I'm not remembering every bride anymore and I feel bad.
I know. Okay. But how many brides probably have we had in the past?
I usually do like two a weekend for years now.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
Well, and I feel kind of bad because last year, I really knew my brides. Like, do you feel like last year, I mean, I don't know about you, but I felt like you could tell me a date, which you could honestly still do that. And I would still know because I have mental problems, but I would know like who that bride was. I would remember our emails.
She's a nurse. Like her husband does this. She lives here.
Yeah. Yes. And now
it just fades away after a little while.
This year I'm finding that I'm not going to say what wedding it was, but I looked at my calendar. I went, who the fuck is this? Like, I don't even remember books.
Okay. Pro tip though. After every trial, I have like a note section for each bride. And I write, like, I learned this from, like, my dental days.
Because
I did this when I was a hygienist. I write, like, a full paragraph about them.
Smart.
I say, like, where they're honeymooning. So I could show up and be like, are you ready for Bali? And they're like, wow, you remembered. And I'm like,
that's amazing. Yeah. That's
right.
Okay, I've never.
Does everybody write that down?
No, literally. Pro tip. I've never even thought about that because
I forget. I think, like, I have, like.
Yeah.
My memory is not the best.
Well, and I was kind of saying it on the episode with Bella, but like, for me, it might be a little bit different because like, I'm obviously like in people's faces and I'm trying to concentrate
That's
in their
so
face,
true. Yeah.
But they'll be talking to me and I hear what they're saying, but I'm not listening.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that to be
because we're so
rude.
Concentrated too, that sometimes I feel like I'm going, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Tell me more. And I almost want them. Yes. I almost want them to keep talking so that way I don't have to be like the source of entertainment.
But you kind of are though. Like I feel like you're like, you have that energy where you are kind of.
But you're like that too, which I love. And that's why I love working together because you and I are.
Like bounce off each other a little
bit. I feel like we're very professional when we work together, which I love. It's not to say that I like don't like to have a good time, but
yeah,
we both still understand that this is like a job.
There's like a limit to what I want to share with brides.
Yeah. And unless you're like dope as fuck.
Some are homies, like Jessica and Santa Barbara.
Yes. Oh.
Shout out to Jessica and Santa Barbara.
Dude, she
or like Caitlin.
Amazing.
When you did, you were doing all the bridesmaids with Bella.
Oh. What a
She's
great
a
day.
Too.
I love her. I really do feel like we get like the best clients. Honestly, even Tanya's wedding day, that was the best. We just did
I
this.
I drank that bottle of champagne
you
she
did?
Gave us that night.
That night?
Well, I was
did
having Valentine's.
Oh, okay.
It was so good.
Okay, good.
I'm so nice of her.
Oh, that she is sweet. I love her.
Yeah.
But it's so funny because back to like what we were saying, like I don't necessarily pay attention to what people are saying, but it's different for you because you're kind of in the back of their head.
Yeah. And so, I also feel like on trials, I'm like not like overwhelmed and it's just yes. me and them. And I feel like I could like
connect more,
like,
pay attention.
Yes. But on a wedding day, I do get a little anxious sometimes.
I feel like everybody
yeah,
does.
Especially with like timelines and stuff.
And it's not even about doing the work.
No, it's just like there's a lot.
Everything.
Even like I'm trying to work on somebody and there's a million people running around me. There's like a little child running on my cords about to knock over.
And about to touch your curling iron.
Yes.
And you're all like, burning their fucking fingers.
Yes. So it's like there's just, it's never like the hair that's like stressing me out. Sometimes it is like,
yeah, sometimes things don't go as planned.
Yeah, but most of the time it's like
everybody
the environment
else. Yeah,
like I feel like you have to like be able to handle stress very well
yeah.
to do what we do, like even the environment alone, there's just a lot
it's just
on.
And it's normally, it's so funny because in the beginning of the day it usually. It's so calm.
Yeah.
Everybody's just like relaxing.
Yeah.
Drinking their coffee. Everybody's so excited.
The music is like John Mayer.
God.
Like,
and
like
then.
Mellow or chill.
It turns. Literally, once it hits, I swear to God, once it hits like noon.
Yeah. We knew.
Once it hits noon, Cardi B starts to come on. People are taking shots. The bride is panicking because the mom's being an asshole to her.
Yes.
Or the coordinator comes in. What have you guys done? The photographer is 2 hours early.
They're rushing us.
And it's like...
Nothing irks me more.
You and I have talked about this many, many times.
That a photographer... Like, if I'm ready at 2, or if the ready time is 2, mm-hmm. and it's 1, and they're over my shoulder.
Because they... Because they decided to get there early.
Yeah.
And it's like, why?
Yeah.
I didn't tell you to show up early. You showed up early on your own, and the timeline... I don't know about you, but anytime a bride tells me, okay, my ready by time is 1 o'clock, I have them done by 12:30.
I think I need to start, or I prefer early. And then
yeah.
I do 30 minutes of touch-ups, too. So even if
you're
they
nice.
Said 12:30, but I like that because
oh.
it's, like, for me, it's, like, a buffer where
yeah.
it's, like, because I know that time's going to be stressful
mm-hmm.
and I'd rather, like, get out.
Yeah.
I'd rather start a little early and get out
yes,
crazy time.
Exactly. It's kind of funny because I feel like a lot of people ask me, it's not that I don't offer a touch-up. I just don't put it in my timeline.
I just like it as a buffer, honestly.
Nothing is more annoying than touching someone up. I'm just going to be honest. And maybe that's just from like a makeup artist perspective. It is so annoying. I mean, okay.
I feel like too, because like with hair, like of course they could like lay back and mess something up. But makeup, they're like, I feel like a lot of brides will like get sandwiches for everyone. And I see them going in like.
Literally a PSA, if you.
Don't get sandwiches.
If you. Our bride or you're at a bridal party and you hear this, for the love of fuck, do not
yes.
get a sandwich. If you buy
okay,
people,
let's talk about what is good food together.
Ooh, chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets from
chicken nuggets.
Chick-fil-A.
From
you just pop them in your mouth.
Yep.
Any sort of like, yeah, French fry.
Finger
food.
Yes. No biting.
Oh my
biting
God.
Is bad.
And people think like a salad is a good idea. I'm like,
no, there's like dressing like
oil.
On their face.
It's literally oil
yeah.
and you're going to break it all up. And it's so irritating.
Yeah.
Like I really... That's like what boils my blood is like when I took 50 minutes on your makeup, you look so bomb. But you hear like when I'm done with makeup, I go through the steps of what not to do, like of how to not fuck it up.
Yes. And I love how you give them a kit and you go, this is the only one. Don't lose it.
Okay. So I give everybody, whether
which
it's
is really nice.
Yeah.
It's like a luxury service.
Well, you know, and it's like, but to be fair, it's so funny because I give them that because I hate touch-ups.
It makes your life easier.
I want you to touch yourself up. I don't want to touch you up. Like, I hate doing touch-ups. That's why I, like, don't put it in.
Yeah.
And that's why I give them that fucking bag because I'd rather give you a bag that cost me, I don't know, $3 than
yeah.
for me to take 3 minutes and touch up your lip.
No, I get it.
It's just irritating. But what I give people is this cute little mesh bag.
It's really cute.
It is. I'm like, and the bride gets a white mesh bag. Everybody else gets a black one. And the bride gets a white, sometimes when I have white puffs, they get a white puff and everybody else gets a black puff. But they get a little puff.
Attention to detail.
You know what? I'm just trying to create a brand here and I'm trying to make more money. Trying to up these prices, okay? But I give them a little powder puff. It has their powder already on it. It's what I use to like set their eyes, set their face.
Yeah.
I give them their sponge. I use the Paw Paw sponges. I give them their sponge. It already has foundation on it. You know, because if people make out and then I'd always tell them, I'm like, if you make out with somebody and say your nose gets like a little weird, just tap on over with the little sponge. Yeah. And then I'm like, yeah. And then they have their powder puff. If they get shiny, oily, sweaty, etc. And then I give them a straw, a paper straw, because save the turtles.
Yes.
Not that that really does anything, but whatever. They're cute. They're bold and pink. Whatever.
Yeah.
They're on my Amazon link, if you would like to know. Link is in my bio. Link is in my bio. Like I said, I'm trying to make money. Okay. And then what else do I give? Oh, I give them their lip touch-up. So I don't usually what I do is... When I do people's lips, I mean, I've done your makeup a million times now, but I usually
I was thinking about in the wake here. I was like, I should have come early and had Shelby make me look prettier.
Yeah, but then you would have had to wait. First of all, you're gorgeous. But second That's of all, nice. You would have had to wake up really fucking early. Yeah. So it's fine. I'll do it again.
I love when you do my makeup.
Did you hear that, everybody? I give them their lip, and I find that when I do people's lips, I usually just do like a liner and gloss instead of an actual lipstick, because lipstick gets really... chunky and like it looks kind of like, okay, this is gonna be x-rated, but it kind of looks like jizzy lips, like when it's like jizzy and crusty on your lips.
Oh, okay.
Do you know
if we're talking about jizzy lips?
I'm looking at John right now and he's fucking horrified. Okay.
I feel like any hair or makeup artist can relate to this. When you're done doing a wedding, you're like haggard. You go and look in the mirror
and you have that white line, the crust, because you're so fucking parched.
Yes, that has to be. And then you get your nail and you go...
Or a paper towel. And it's like a weird color. It's kind of like that peachy... Well, we're white, so maybe...
Mine's... You're wearing lipstick, so that's probably why yours is more peachy. Mine is white. Yes.
That is dehydration.
Yeah.
Because dehydration, we don't drink water.
Too much.
Yeah.
And that's probably it.
That
every wedding. Not every wedding. Most weddings.
Yeah.
If it's a... I don't know.
Well, I try to like... Well, now... You're so funny because you do your makeup in the car on your way to a wedding.
I risk my life.
Literally, you don't just risk your life. You're risking life of others. Blows my mind. She literally will pull up to a wedding and she'll be like literally driving and parking and like doing either your brows or something.
Okay, but when I'm waking up.
But at least you try.
4:30. When I'm doing, okay, I love to sleep. So when I'm waking up for a wedding, you stayed at my house.
I stayed the night at our house a few weeks ago because we had that wedding in Huntington Beach. And I told Jessica literally weeks before, I said, hey, I'm staying at your house.
Yes, like it was driving. So fun. Great night.
I slept great.
I set probably 15 alarms just to make sure.
Yeah.
I get up.
How soon before do you, so if you have a wedding you have to be there at 7:30 and say it's a half hour away.
Okay, so... I have to be there at 7:30, so I would leave probably a little before, like a 6:50.
Okay.
To give myself a little buffer for, like, parking and everything.
So what time do you wake up?
Maybe, like, 6:30.
Blows my mind. Okay, but
since I've gotten Mindy, things have changed.
Oh, okay.
So now it'd probably be, like, 6:15, because she's more high maintenance like, than I am.
Like, that's so early.
Mindy is my dog. But because I have to take her potty and feed her and, like... But, okay, so I wake up, my outfit is laid out.
Okay.
My car is packed with everything.
Okay, you have a garage, though. So
I do,
yes. It's safe in there.
Yes, so basically I'm waking up, washing my face, brushing my teeth. My makeup bag is in the car, ready for me to do my makeup in the car.
I would pay money to see what that makeup bag looks like.
I'll send you a picture later.
We'll post it. Put it in I'm going to add it on here.
You guys are going to be disturbed.
I will be. I know I will be.
Yeah, and then I take Mindy to do her thing. I usually will mobile order Starbucks on a wedding morning.
Yeah.
Which I don't like doing.
Yeah.
But I usually make my own coffees usually.
Mm-hmm.
It's just quicker though.
That coffee you made me.
It's good.
Holy shit. I was drinking and then it was fine.
Double espresso.
I didn't feel anything. And then on my way to that wedding, we drove separately. On my way to that wedding, I literally was telling Bella, I was like, why am I so shaky? And I was like, oh my God, it's that coffee that freaking Jessica made me.
Yeah.
Felt like I was going to have a panic attack.
I think I need to like start buying the single espresso pods.
Yeah.
I do get a little shaky too.
God, that was just, I don't know. That was crazy. But it was so funny because the night before when I was staying there, I told Jessica, I said, okay, I think we had to be at Tanya's wedding at Was it 7?
I think it was like 7:30. It wasn't
anything too crazy. It wasn't crazy.
And we lived 5 minutes from the house.
But I woke up. I woke up early. I think I woke up at like 5:30, and you were like, "Why am I waking up so early?"
Yeah.
And I only set. Okay, when I wake up for a wedding, I like to wait at least an hour and a half before I have to leave, because I need time to like wake up. I like to like sit there. I like to like, you know, play with my cats and stuff.
Yeah.
But I need to like be able to sit there, drink my coffee, and like get ready. Because I really wasn't a while ago. Maybe like, no, all of last year I got ready for all my weddings. But honestly, before that, I wouldn't wear makeup. I would still, I hate to say that I wouldn't get ready, but I just wouldn't
ready.
Do my makeup. Yeah.
It's like my hair will be like this, like
cute.
In a claw clip. So
yeah.
It's easy.
Yeah.
And like
you style your bangs and you wear a cute
outfit. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's as good as it's gonna get.
Well, and like, and the makeup I do is never like that. Like, when do I ever look like this?
Literally. You're cute.
Thank you. I feel very Stevie Nicks today, so it's kind of a wild
cute situation.
The
curly hair is...
Oh, God.
That's
something else to be discussed. But I like to, I don't know, get ready and wake up. And I only set one alarm because I will shoot out of bed like a psychopath.
Yeah, no.
That's just me.
We are not the same.
No, we are not. Okay, I want to go back because I want, because you kind of just slipped in that you were a dental hygienist. And then we just grazed right over that. And so I think people are going to be like, wait, what?
Yeah.
She was a dental hygienist?
I was.
How long were you a dental hygienist for?
So I went to hygiene school 2014 to 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And then I worked from 2016. I wanted to quit in 2020. We all know what happened in 2020.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll stay another year. And it ended up quitting the end of 2021. So it hasn't been that long. But luckily it was like a per diem job.
Mm-hmm.
So I could work, like when I first started, I worked 5 days,
mm-hmm.
went down to 4 days, went down to 3 days. So I was able to like work during the week doing that
mm-hmm.
and then do weddings on the weekends.
How was that managing, like working? Because I know I had Bella on last week and she's currently doing a 9-to-5 job
yeah.
at an office. And so I got her view and her perspective on it. But how was that for you? Like, did you find it to be insanely difficult, or do you feel like it was kind of manageable in what you needed to do in order to
yeah.
be?
So when I graduated, I went to a private school, so
mm-hmm.
I had $113,000 of student loans.
That's insane.
So I kind of started doing hair just to make extra money to help me like pay that off.
And really?
I had a, because I was in college. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was like the era of blogging.
Mm-hmm.
Like when everyone was like, they weren't even really influencers yet.
Mm-hmm.
They were bloggers.
Yeah.
And I just, like, loved, like, Amber Fillerup. I'm obsessed with her.
Who's that?
She's so cute. She's, like, a cute little Mormon mommy. But, like, at the time, she was, like, the braid queen. Like, she was all over Pinterest.
Oh, okay.
Like, she has an extension brand now. She has day hair. But she, like, would do beautiful braids.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a few other girls. And I would just watch their tutorials. Mm-hmm. And I was obsessed with them.
Wow.
So, like, in hygiene school, on clinic, I always had to have my hair out of my face.
Uh-huh.
So I would, like, do fun braids on myself.
Okay, stop. That's fun.
I know. So then all my friends were like, do my hair for this. Do my hair for this.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, Jessica, you need to start a hair Instagram. And I was like, no.
Really?
I was like,
that's how you started?
I was like, that's so stupid. Like, no one's going to look at that.
Oh, my God.
And then I remember us sitting in a Starbucks, and they're like, what should we call it? Because my middle name's Kayla. So that's kind of where, like, JK came from.
Uh-huh.
But we were like, JK Braid Crusade.
Not Crusade. That's wild.
So I was just, like, just thinking back on all, like, those little silly names
wow.
that we were thinking of. So I started that. And then you've met Sydney. My friend
uh-huh.
Sydney was working for a company called Design Visage.
Okay.
Yeah. Interesting name. In Newport. So they just contracted hair and makeup people
mm-hmm.
out. So I auditioned to work for them. And they were like, yeah, you could do bridesmaids. Because I really, like, had no experience.
Yeah. And you
just,
don't have,
like,
a license or anything.
No. I feel
yeah.
like I was just, like, naturally good at doing hair. Like, it was just something that was easy for
and
me.
And it was fun.
I feel like I could look at a picture and be like, I can figure out how to
yeah.
recreate that.
Finagle that.
Yeah. So I started doing bridesmaids with them. They would pay me. Guess how much they would pay me?
Oh,
girl.
God. Okay, well.
This was in 2016.
I'm going to say $40.
$30.
Okay.
But at the time, I was like, I would do like 7 bridesmaids plus tips. So I'd make like $200, $300.
Hey!
Like, hey,
that's a great day.
Right?
Which,
and their weddings were kind of
yeah.
bougie. They were at like Pelican Hill. They were at like nicer places.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that kind of gave me like the flow
mm-hmm.
of how a wedding day works.
Yeah.
And like, so it was a good experience. Although
yeah.
I was paid like crap.
But that's.
And it gave me content, honestly.
That's what I feel like people need to do, you have to start in the trenches.
Yeah, because like me thinking of me just saying one day, like, I want to be a bridal hair artist and just starting, like, that's hard. You have to like work your way up. And I'm so like, as much as I did not like being a dental hygienist, I'm thankful I had that to like financially support me while I was building my business. But it's funny because like if you would have told me back in like college days that I'd be a bridal hairstylist, I'd be like,
no,
what? Like, that's funny. Like,
God.
But yeah, like, so I started doing dental hygiene. So I graduated 2016. I was kind of just doing a few weddings a month with that company. I was doing dental hygiene like 5 days a week and I was working Fridays. And it was like the hardest decision. I was like, I want to quit Fridays. Like, because I could book more weddings.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I was like, and I feel like my whole, this is like, the, like my whole family would be like, no, you're a dental hygienist.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I would, I,
because
I,
that's
I felt
secure.
Guilt. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would literally feel guilt doing that, like quitting. But honestly, even back then, I was making more a day than I was with my 9-to-5. So then eventually, like, I was getting content with the company. I was posting and I started booking my own brides.
I love
that. Really cute. My first wedding.
I love that. Oh. Do you remember it?
Oh my God.
Tell me. Was it bad? Was it good?
It was awful.
Okay. That's
I showed up. This poor girl. She like was setting up her own wedding. Because obviously my prices were so low. It was such a low budget wedding.
Yes.
She was setting up her own wedding, running around. She wasn't, I get there, let's say at like 9. No one was there. Somebody finally walks in at 10.
No.
The bride comes, I swear, at like 2 p.m. And this was like
and
the time.
And you didn't really know any better,
no,
right?
This was a time of year where like the sun set really early. So she sits in my like hair chair. Her hair is so tangled and sweaty because she'd been setting up.
Like my hair looks right now.
It was like she was a brunette who had fried blonde hair.
No.
So it was just like, it was like that yellow fried, like,
I know.
I was like, oh no.
No.
She was late to her own wedding. The guests were calling her saying like, hey, we're all here. There's there's no water. It's really
no.
Hot. And then I got her photos back. They were all in the dark because she was so behind.
Okay,
I feel like that's okay. That's another thing. It's like when you're starting off and your prices are so low, you're going to attract the client.
Yes.
That's going to be your experience.
Yeah.
But once you got some experience under your belt, your prices are higher. You're attracting a high quality client.
Yes.
That's going to like have a schedule, have a planner.
They're
going to
be a little bit. Yeah. Just because obviously they I feel like when people pay more for something, they obviously care about it.
Yeah.
So people care about, you know, who they book and the quality of their hair throughout the day. And so that's why you're going to have a better experience.
Yeah. But back to me quitting my job. It was very, like, it was, like, stressful. Like, I feel like I, like, I would tell, like, my parents, like, I'm thinking of, like, quitting and going full-time hair. And my parents own their own business, and they've had their own, like, ups and downs.
Yeah.
So I think that's where it stemmed from, where they were, like, stick with the like the financially secure job where you're always going to get a paycheck.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know? So I feel like I had to get out of that mindset and like trust my own gut because I feel like for so long, my gut was saying like, do like pursue your career, like, just quit. Like you can always go back, you know, but I was so scared to do that.
Yeah.
And
it's
I actually
terrifying.
Didn't quit until I made my last payment on my student loan. Was that a cat hair?
I definitely had a cat hair in my mouth.
Yeah. So I made
that
last payment and then I quit.
At least you did it in a financially smart way.
Yes, but yeah, I think I stayed too long. Like, I think there's a point where you stay too long.
Yeah, I remember when I went to your house for, we did that photo shoot or something, and I was like, I remember you told me you were a dental, I had no idea. I thought you were just a bridal hairstylist.
Yeah.
And I was like, you need to quit.
Yeah,
you
and I think another thing that made me quit too was like, I had like, I was booking weddings. And then I was doing hygiene. And then I started JK Braids and Bridal. And then basically I had three jobs at that point. And I was like, I would like do like work 9-to-5, come home, package orders, try to do emails, do the same thing the next day, do trials, do what it was like too much. And I just got to the point where I was like, I physically can't do this anymore.
Okay, when you said, because I think this is going to be really important for people to hear, when you said, I think people stay too long.
Yes. It's so hard to know what the time is.
Yeah, because everybody keeps asking me, the amount of messages I get from people that are, I mean, it's so, like, I love you all so much. Like, it's so humbling to read all these messages and be like, oh my God, I want to be like you. I want to have a business like you. Yeah. When should I quit my job? How do I know when? And I'm like, oh God, it's a personal decision for obviously everybody.
Yeah.
And you have to you have to balance out and budget.
Yeah.
And figure out if you are okay, you know, not spending X amount of money on really shit that you don't need. And, you know, you got to figure out like what works best for you in your life. But yeah. So it's kind of overwhelming when people, I guess, ask me that because I'm like, I don't necessarily know the answer.
I know. I feel like it's just something you have to like, I know, like you only know your finances, yeah. You know, but I don't know. I feel like a lot of people stay too long, but then there's the opposite of people who like don't really have that foundation yet. So I would say you would like stay with your 9-to-5 until you do have that foundation and like following. But on the other hand, mm-hmm. I feel like once I quit is when my career blossomed.
Yes. Okay.
Because I finally had the time that I needed to like
to put into it and work on
because
it.
Because I was stuck. Like not that followers matter or anything, mm-hmm. but I feel like followers do equate to opportunity and growth.
Absolutely.
So it's like
it's free marketing.
It is. Like really it's free marketing. Your name is blasted out there. Yeah. And like with that comes more opportunities, mm-hmm. which is great. But I feel like I was stuck at like under 10K followers for years.
Same.
For years. And then once I was like finally like able to spend the time to mm-hmm. actually concentrate on it mm-hmm. is when I feel like things kind of just like fell into place.
Okay. Literally same.
Amen.
Okay. It's so crazy because when I was working for, so I worked for Sephora and then I switched and I quit Sephora. And I was always doing weddings on the side or taking clients on the side.
Yeah.
And then I started working for Tarte and I would go do a wedding or clients and then I would go into Tarte. So we would do, I'd go to Sephora's, Ulta's, you know, wherever, carry Tarte. And I would do like sales, education, whatever. Yeah. And I feel like the only way that I was really able to quit was because you want to have clients of your own.
Yes.
And that is like the biggest thing is like, if you don't necessarily have clients of your own or say you're working for a company and you're getting clients from them, but not on your own, I would suggest stay with your job until you have a good foundation of clients. You know what I mean?
But I always say too, like there's so many of us out there who need help with weddings, you know? So even if you're not booking your own weddings at first, reach out to other makeup artists and say like, hey, like I'd love to help you with this. Like do styled shoots, meet people. Like I feel like the wedding industry is big, but it's also really small.
Yeah.
Like in Southern California mm-hmm. where you could meet so many people.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just, it is a career, like a industry where I do feel like there's like endless growth, which is really nice.
And there's the great thing about weddings in general is they're not going away. I mean, we even saw that in 2020. Like even when we weren't allowed, they weren't like technically allowed to have weddings. People were still getting married.
They were
married.
Eloping. They were like finding other ways and they still wanted their hair and makeup done for
hair and makeup is something that will always be around. But if you want a job in this career, you really have to hustle.
I was going to say, I feel like me and you, we hustle. And that's why I feel like we've had success in what we do. Because
we weren't picky like in the beginning. No, we took
anybody. We both still do styled shoots. We both
free work all the time.
Yeah.
I really do feel like I just did on Sunday. I had this photographer reach out to me and she asked me
she's my veil.
I saw your name in that. And I was like, what? Oh, yeah. That makes sense. But she was like, will you do makeup for the styled shoot? And I didn't have anything to do, so I said, sure.
Yeah.
Like even at X amount, whatever followers I'm at and however busy I am, it's like, dude, yes, I want to do, I still like doing free work because at the end of the day, all those people that maybe didn't know about me, those photographers, those, you know, event
it's
planners.
It's great networking.
Exactly.
Yeah. And sometimes you meet a model and you're like, you're so cute. I want to use you for content. Like,
I love
it. It's great.
That is the best. And that's the thing too. It's like, Instagram is really whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
It is
stressful though. I do want to touch on that because I feel like it is.
It's not all sunshine and rainbows.
No, it's like I get overwhelmed. I compare myself a lot. It's like sometimes like when things are going good, you're like,
I'm great.
And then when things are not going well, it's hard to like
dig yourself out of that like self-doubt.
And sometimes I just have to remember like this is supposed to be fun. Like I want, like, when I, like, I'm like, maybe I should try to make content like this person because theirs is doing really well. I'm like, what I have made has gotten me this far. Stick with what you know, woman.
God, I feel... That is just so true because I... Okay, when Bella was on here last week, mm-hmm. her and I talk about this literally all the time, and we talked about it with you a little bit, but she said something that her and I talk about all the time, which is comparison is the thief of joy.
It really is.
And the killer of creativity.
It is. Yes, and the killer. Yeah, I love that.
And it's so true because I do that all the time where I look at other artists and I'm like, oh my God, you're so good.
Mm-hmm.
And you're, the way that they film something or do makeup or... It's so different than what I do, and people really like this, but then I have to remember that's not me.
Yes,
and exactly. I'm not making that type of content because that type of content doesn't resonate with me.
Exactly.
It's just crazy, honestly. Well, with Instagram and stuff, like, you and I were talking, and we are not just our job titles. I am not just a makeup artist.
Yeah.
You are not just a bridal hairstylist.
Yeah.
We are... the admin. We are our CEOs. Yes,
the hats.
We are
all of the hats. And it gets overwhelming. Like, cause for me, I feel like I'm like a creative person. Mm-hmm. So I love like for me, like hair is like art, you know, it's like, I feel like I'm creating art. It's like my creative side of the brain. I feel like I could kind of zone out and it's fun for me.
It's like the fun part of the job.
Yes. But the admin side of it.
Yeah.
I struggle with it. It's like,
yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm a little ADHD. So it's hard for me to sit down. Like,
and do emails.
Yes, I'll sit down and I'll like be like, let's scroll. Oh, Mindy. Like,
dude, well, and a lot of people say, and it's funny because it's the complete opposite for me, but a lot of people say they have to get out of their house and go to a coffee shop to get work done.
Yes.
That's you. Yeah. That is not, if I go to a coffee shop, no. I mean, maybe if I'm by myself and I physically like, I love talking to people. So I'll be like, hey, what you doing? Like, I'll like meet a random friend. But I find that I work best when I'm home alone and I like have to force myself.
I think because I do like my trials in my house.
Yeah.
Like,
you gotta get
home all the time.
Yeah.
So it's nice for me to like have like, even just like, cause I live by the beach, like seeing the ocean, like,
yeah.
I don't know, just like getting out, I feel like a little less stir crazy.
Yeah. But it really is like, I know other people in the industry will obviously relate to it, but I don't really know if clients realize everything that we do.
Yeah, because, oh my God, don't you love this question at weddings? Is this all you do?
Oh, is this your only job? Oh, sweetie.
I'm like, yes.
It sure is.
I probably work more than 40 hours a week, more than your 9 to 5.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
There's what? Social media alone
is a job in itself. Full-time
job. Like, because some people will have social media managers. I like social media for me is fun.
Yes. Okay.
So it's like, it's not always fun, mm-hmm. but I feel like for the most part,
I enjoy making the content.
Totally.
And that's what Bella and I were talking about last week. She doesn't necessarily enjoy that part of it.
Yeah.
And I love this part of it.
Yes.
Although it is stressful and overwhelming, it's very fun for
me. It's fun. Yeah. So I feel like, I don't know. I feel like social media is its own thing.
Yeah.
Then the admin side of it. Then the actual, like, doing trials during the week takes up a lot of time as well.
Mm-hmm.
Then our whole weekends are gone with weddings,
mm-hmm.
Let alone traveling for those weddings.
Yeah.
Like, we drive far.
Yeah. Well, you are crazy. You're always either in Southern, like, down here in San Diego.
All my brides are all over the place.
Literally every. Well, it's because you're kind of.
I'm in the middle.
You really are.
Yeah.
Which, I know. I have been getting a lot more inquiries for,
Orange County.
Malibu.
Oh, yeah.
And Santa Barbara and Newport. And I'm like, which I'm happy about.
Well, I told you what I did that last year, right?
No.
I was like, I'm so sick of driving. Yeah. I said, I'm not going to book any weddings more than, I think it was either 30 or 40 miles from my house. And then I said, no more Sunday weddings. Because I got kind of cocky because I had so many inquiries. I was like, I feel like I could do this and still book. And then last year, I feel like was like the slowest my books had ever been. I think April, I had 2 weddings the whole month.
You and I were talking about this last year.
It ended up being fine. Like, I don't know if last year was just a slow year in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like, of course, like, we end up doing, like, other things where we end up making money.
Yeah.
And it was fine. But I was like, just kidding, guys. Sundays are open. And I'll drive.
I don't care. I'll cut the travel fee in half.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
That was a good time.
That, it's funny that you bring that up because you and I last year were kind of stressing a little bit because
I feel like everyone kind of was,
which made me feel a lot better because I felt like, oh, thank God, it's not only me. And I wasn't sure because you and I, God, I remember you and I did a wedding last year and Sabrina's wedding.
Okay.
And
it was in San Diego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that the, not the Darby?
It had a really cute name, the name of the street.
It's a Ladybug Estate. Yes. And I remember you and I, we were down with the, first of all, that wedding was phenomenal.
It was cute. Yeah.
Super cute. Sabrina, love you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'll listen to this. but we did that wedding, and then I remember after we were stuffing our face with food, because as we do after weddings.
Yes. The little creatures.
No, literally. I'm like, people are like, oh, go and eat. And I love it because you're always like, oh, we will. Don't you worry.
I'm always they think we're all dainty and we're not going to go eat.
Because we don't eat while we're working.
Yeah, because it's gross.
Well, and I don't have time.
Yeah.
I literally don't have time. And like, I want my breath to reek of fucking barbecue chips in your face.
Yes.
Whatever. Anyway, so I remember we did that wedding. And then after, while we were eating, we were talking about pricing because that was right when I had just upped my pricing and you had just upped your pricing.
I feel like our pricing has always been the same.
Yes. Which I like. Yes. I like too, because then that means, I don't know, we get the same type of client night.
Mm-hmm.
I
like the bread that I'm attracting right now.
I do too. I feel like
it's like, I think it's like, it's a luxury price, but it's not like over the top where you're attracting psychotic people.
Are still normal.
Yes.
People are still normal and they're kind and they like, they're so excited to have you.
Your pricing really does attract a certain type of person though.
Yes.
Cause I'll teach like classes and people will be like, I'm so scared to raise my prices. And I'm like, just try it first of all. Yes. And I promise you, you're going to book a higher, like a better clientele.
You might not get necessarily as many bookings, mm-hmm. but you'll make more money for
but
one.
I really don't think that a bride sees like either like $125 bridesmaid versus $150.
No.
I feel like it's not that dramatic of a price to make a difference, you know? But for I feel like for the artist, it does make a difference. $25 every person.
Makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
Well, because then I'm able to...
So just like do little bumps.
I'm able to pay my assistants more.
Yes.
Because I'm making more, and then I'm able to pay them more. Totally. Which, because then they're, you know, they're really, you know, making their kit, you know, reflect almost... Not me necessarily as an artist, but our type of work.
Yeah.
So it's like, I want to pay them more. I want to pay myself more. I want to be able to buy, you know, that continued, like, high level quality of product.
And you want to be able to hire assistants that, like, are the same quality of work as you.
Yes.
You know, because it's like, if you're paying somebody $80, $70 a girl, usually...
Fuck, I'm paying way more than that.
No, but I'm saying that that's low.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, okay.
Pay that much, you're not going to attract a very good artist, and that's not going to be on the same level as your work.
Well, and we charge such a, like you said, it's not, it is luxury pricing, but it's nothing that's outrageous. For me right now, the thought of charging $200 for bridesmaids is really scary.
No, like, I don't do that because I feel like we're at the age where all of our friends are getting married.
I feel bad.
And even when I tell my friends my pricing right now, they're like, dang.
which
I feel like it's standard bridal pricing.
It really is.
You know, like, but I feel like my friends are like, I can't imagine my friend wanting to pay $200
for hair and makeup.
Yeah, so $400 total. Like,
wait,
that used to be what the bride would pay. Like a few years ago, that was the bride price.
I know. It's just kind of great. Obviously, inflation is a thing, and that happens, and you have to obviously increase your prices. I increase my prices. I would definitely say for sure once a year.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do twice. Twice a year.
I kind of just like, I text around. Say, what's your pricing at right now?
That's what I said on when I did my business 102 class. I talked all about pricing and I said, reach out to 10 artists that you feel like you're in line with or
exactly.
your work is comparable to.
Because you don't want to be way lower.
No. But you also don't
want to
be...
Because then you feel like you're getting ripped off. Like, let's say we did a wedding together and that bride is willing to pay, you know, a certain amount.
Yeah.
I feel like I've worked with certain, like, makeup artists who charge way more and were there the exact same amount of time.
They put in the exact same amount of effort.
Yes. And they leave with double the amount that I do. I'm like, damn.
That is rough.
Yeah.
When I am charging that, you know, like when I'm raising my prices or whatever, I find that if I have my 85 weddings booked, and I'm feeling really good and I'm like, okay, I'm booked for the year. I'm solid.
Yeah.
Then at that point when I feel like, oh, I'm booked, this is great, then I raise my pricing, because anybody else that's kind of left over or they're late, well, sorry, you were a little late in booking, so I'm going to raise my pricing.
Yeah, and then like the brides for the next year will have that pricing
too. Yes, exactly. Like, so for next year, I'm charging I will be charging $450.
Oh, see, mine's still at $400.
But it won't be $450 until, honestly, I don't feel like I'll charge $450 until like May of next year.
Okay.
So I like to leave my current pricing kind of for like the beginning half of the year, because yeah. I find that in Southern California, January, February, March,
it's a little slow.
It's slower. So I keep my like this pricing. Yeah. So I guess April is when I'll kind of bump it up to $450, and then I'll bump it up to $185.
Okay.
And then
you're at $175 for
both. I'm at $175 right now. Same. But I just started the $175 in April.
Me too. I just changed it like last
year. Yeah. I'm like, because I feel, and then anybody else that's like a last minute booking, even for March, well, sorry, now you're at $175 for whatever. But then next year for trials, it'll be $250.
Okay.
So, but
then, I do $200, but then for each additional style, I do $50 more.
Oh, so see, most, you have the ability to kind of do that.
So, because most girls are, because I used to do trials and these girls would be at my house for like three hours.
You're all, you got to go.
And I had to say like a max of three.
That and three is a lot.
It's a lot.
Maybe max of
and
two.
And then when they have too many options, they start getting freaky too.
They start second guessing, and then they want to show, they want to send pictures to everybody. It's like, oh my God, you got to, you know what you want or you don't.
Yes.
I don't know what to tell you.
Exactly.
I love that we talked about all of this. I love that we kind of touched on a lot of different things, but a lot of things that I find that people, well, it's very relatable, I feel like, at least, you know, and I really do feel like these types of conversations and topics really help.
A lot of people don't talk about it.
No one talk, dude.
Like, I feel like I'm so open and I'm like.
Me and you are so
like we talk, open. I feel like we don't mind talking money. We don't mind talking business.
I love money.
Or like insecurities too, because I feel like we'll both be like, damn, like.
This kind of sucked. Like, why do I feel like this didn't look that good?
Yeah.
We all, which that'll honestly, we'll save that for another time.
Yeah.
But because obviously I'm going to have you back on and we can talk about that too. Like the insecurities of, you know, feeling like when you did do a look and you just really didn't like it. And
yes.
How to deal.
Like when you feel like, dang, that wasn't as good as a trial.
Yes.
But then there's like extra variables.
Yes. We're going to talk about all of this next time, but I'm so happy to have people in the industry that, well, one, are my friends. So it's like easy to talk to you about, but two, are so open. And I really do hope, but I also do know people really do appreciate this and this type of conversation, because like we said, you really can't find this anywhere else.
Yeah.
So I just want to say thank you.
Of course.
For being on. Thanks for being so open. I appreciate you so much. And like, you're fucking awesome.
I'm so happy to be here. This was so fun.
Yay!
I'll come back every week.
It's fine. Tell everybody, give everybody your Instagram name one last time. And then your bridal business name. And then,
my Instagram is JK Braids. The bridal page is JK Braids and Bridal. I really wanted it to be JK Bridal, but it was already taken, so I was sad.
That's where that is.
I know. I DM'd her, like, I'll pay you $50.
You did not. She said no.
She didn't respond.
Oh, okay.
And then TikTok, JK Braids and Bridal. And Pinterest.
Wow. Well, thanks for being on. Everybody find Jessica. She's fucking amazing. And you'll see her soon.
Yay.
Yay. Bye.